The KFBK Afternoon News. More content and more access than ever before. On air, online, and on demand. Now the news continues with Kitty O'Neill and Ari Graswich on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
And Laurie Sacco in for Kitty today. It's now 5:19. Make it here at KFBK. Wi-Fi Rail Incorporated, the Bay Area Rapid Transit, BART. Yeah, they've combined forces. They're developing the first U.S. high-speed mobile Wi-Fi network.
And joining us with more is the Chief Marketing Officer with Wi-Fi Rail, Inc., Michael Hernandez. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you.
So it's the first, huh? This technology not been implemented in other parts of the world?
There's been some systems implemented over in Europe. None of them have been able to achieve the 15 megabytes of bandwidth that we have on this system. With the four patent pendings that Cooper Lee, our founder, has been able to come up with, has made our system faster with more bandwidth than any other system. And it will be the largest and the first in the United States with this much bandwidth to enable us to push and pull video and also support thousands and thousands of people on PDA devices such as iPhones, anything that's Wi-Fi enabled, and of course laptops.
Wow. So you got some proprietary top secret type stuff, some goodies that we don't even want to talk about here, but I'm on BART and I'm riding through the tube there under the water between Oakland and San Francisco, and I can fire up my computer and I'll be connected. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. We have it's all based on a fiber optic backbone, and under the tube in the transbay tube is supported by leaky coaxial cable. Above ground, we have Cisco RF antennas, basically up on poles throughout, above ground system, and so that enables us to provide it a continuous service without any drop-offs under the bay and above ground. A lot of the 3G networks that, for example, the Apple iPhone operates on are satellite-based, so when you go under the tube, they cut out. So it really helps in a system, especially like in the Bay Area on BART.
So we got 10 seconds left. You can answer this one with one word, I think. Is Sacramento Light Rail going to get this for the Watt Avenue Bridge?
For the Watt Avenue Bridge?
Yeah. Yeah. Probably not.
Even the cell phones drop off there.
They sure do. Yeah, we're a black hole here. Hey, Michael, we thank you so much for your effort here, for your discussion, and we do appreciate the information, and we wish you the very best with Wi-Fi Rail, Inc. Down in BART. We'll be checking it out.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much. It's News Talk 1530 KFBK.
The 24-hour news cycle. Always just a click away. News Talk 1530 KFBK.